This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorlot. Joshua Landis, the big news coming out of Washington, as we've been talking about for some time now, is Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Congress. He addressed a joint session of Congress. And it's not so much, you know, the politics of it. Let's leave that aside. But let's talk about some of the implications in a more international political context, because it raises some issues of this shift in U.S.-Middle East alliances. Some are suggesting that Washington is really looking to realign toward Iran, maybe away from Saudi Arabia and Israel and other friends in the Middle East, and that this is causing a lot of anxiety. So give us the lay of the land here in terms of, you know, how all of this is going to shake out, leaving aside, again, just kind of the domestic and, you know, politics and the U.S.-Israeli relationship. There's a real shift going on in the Middle East, perhaps, in alliances and the balance of power.
Well, it's true. The expansion of ISIS has really challenged us. Who is our big enemy in the Middle East, Iran or ISIS? That seems to be at the heart of this debate. And Prime Minister Netanyahu's coming to the United States was really a plea. Do not ally with Iran against ISIS. We need to prioritize the fight against Iran. And that's what Netanyahu wants. He wants America not to make this deal with Iran, but rather to challenge Iran, potentially militarily. And that's what frightens President Obama. He doesn't want to go to war with Iran. He wants to freeze a nuclear development. But it underlines a larger shift, because just yesterday, Prince Saud, the Saudi foreign minister, said the offensive to retake Tikrit, an Iraqi city where Saddam Hussein was born, shows how Iran is taking over that country.
Iran is actually now getting involved in taking back some of this territory.
Absolutely. And, you know, we, the United States, has been trying to prepare the Iraqi army to retake Mosul, this big city in the north of Iraq, Sunni, traditionally majority Sunni city, but it had 60,000 Christians who were chased out, all of the Yazidis and so forth. And we just said we weren't ready for a spring offensive that we had first announced, but maybe it'll have to go in the summer or the fall. But lo and behold, Iran is teamed up with the Iraqi army and they're retaking Tikrit. And there's a major offensive being 27,000 troops are massed to retake Tikrit. And this has the Saudis in a complete –
and the U.S. is supporting this. The U.S. is behind it. The U.S. is supporting.
Well, you know, the U.S. doesn't know how to go on this. The U.S. is a little bit anxious, because it underlines to what extent we're, in fact, de facto allies, even though we're not.
Because we have the same interests. We have the same interests going on here, right?
Destroy ISIS. And we both support the government in Baghdad. And we both support the attempt to destroy ISIS. So in a sense, we're fighting in the same trench. And this has the Saudis very concerned. It has the Israelis concerned.
And the Turkish.
And the Turks as well. So our traditional allies, the Sunni powers of the Middle East and Israel, are all perplexed. They're scratching their heads. And President Obama, I must say, has said that he wants to balance Iran and Saudi Arabia. In the past, we've been firmly in Saudi camp against Iran. But today we need Iran. And that means, you know, that the speechwriter who wrote President Bush's famous line about the axis of evil, placing Iran at the center of evil.
Iran, Iraq, and North Korea as the axis of evil.
Yes. Just yesterday tweeted the emerging U.S.-Iran-Syria-Hezbollah alliance is about the weirdest foreign policy event I can recall. So he's now the executive editor of Atlantic magazine. Lots of people are scratching their heads and wondering what is going on. And there are shifts going on. America has realigned because of ISIS. Alliances are shifting.
So Israel obviously isn't taking this kindly, either of the Saudis. They aren't natural allies either, are they? I mean, it's interesting. There's a lot of strange bedfellows going on here in general.
There are. There's been an incipient alliance between Saudi Arabia and Israel over Egypt, over a number of events, over Iran. And that alliance is now increasingly becoming outspoken, because Saudis have been publishing they've supported Netanyahu's visit to the American Congress to try to undermine the president's growing treaty with – or potential treaty with Iran.
All right, Joshua. Always fascinating. Thank you for being here and shedding some light.
Always a pleasure.
If you have any thoughts about this conversation, let us know by leaving your questions and comments in the Worldview section of our website. We also welcome your feedback on Twitter, @WorldviewsKGOU, at Suzette Grolot and at Joshua_Landis. You can also subscribe to our podcast and download this show from iTunes and read transcripts and in-depth recaps of all of our interviews at KGOU.org. Next, Joshua and Rebecca Cruz speak with Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Gordon Wood about parallels between the American Revolution and the Arab Spring. I'm Suzette Grolot, and this is Worldviews.